You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I'm your host, Michelle Calloway. Today's topic is around video storytelling, specifically how you can use media to share your message with all ages. And so the Tech with Heart show is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help them stay competitive. And doing video is one of those ways. And so with me, I have a very special guest and a video expert. His name is Craig DeHutt, and he's a seasoned freelance video producer with over 15 years of experience and is also the co-founder of Appian Media. It is a groundbreaking initiative in the realm of biblical media production. So definitely purpose-driven, mission-driven, love that. In 2015, he and his partners, Stuart Peck, founded Appian Media to bridge the gap between youth and Bible study. And through this professionally produced, accurate, and free content, Appian Media has also produced multiple award-winning series, podcasts, tech workbooks, and children's videos, reaching millions worldwide. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Craig.
It's very good to be here with you.
We're excited to see you and hear from you what you have to share about video. One of the first questions I would like to ask is that we are going to talk to small business owners around the power of video. So we're not talking to youth specifically here. I know that that's kind of your jam, but I know you also have many principles and strategies and even maybe some tactics that you can empower us with. So let's talk about the power, first of all. Can you explain and help more define, maybe even share a few stories about the power of visual storytelling and why it's one of the most effective engagement tools out there in the media world on the internet?
Sure. Yeah. So really, it was at the heart of the creation of Appian Media that both Stuart and myself recognized what media can do for people, what visual storytelling has the potential to do. And we were seeing that in business, we were seeing that in schools, and we just weren't seeing it necessarily as much in the Bible classroom as we would like. People like to be told stories. We do it all the time. And when we are able to tell a story and provide the visuals that we want the other person's imagination to be filling their heads with, it becomes a very effective means of storytelling. And so a good story really is one where the listener not only understands what it is that you're trying to communicate, but they also feel the same things that you're trying to get them to feel. And visuals just have a powerful, powerful way of helping people do that. Our imaginations become engaged regardless when a story is being told to us. And if we can fill that person's imagination with the right kind of visuals, it makes communication that much more effective.
Yeah, it really taps into three of the four learning styles that human beings have. And so that's why it's one of the most effective ones, because if a person, for instance, prefers to learn by listening, they're also hearing something in the video. Usually videos are narrated if it's to tell a story, right? Or some form of like audio. What do you have to say about that learning style thing and how it taps into that? Anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. I mean, it's not uncommon. I used to be one that said, you know, I'm a visual learner. You know, you've heard from people, well, I'm a visual learner. Truth is, we all are. Some of us are more so than others. And sometimes it depends on the topic. There are some topics that a podcast will suffice for me. I can just hear the information. Maybe I'm driving or I'm on a run or something, and hearing it is enough. Other types of things, like what we do, we're making documentaries about the lands of the Bible. We want to show you what we're talking about, and we want to help people see it. And so there are different styles of learning, but I've never met anybody who said it was unhelpful to see a picture of that, or it was unhelpful that you showed me video. No, especially when we're showing videos of real things. like what we do in documentary films, it is always incredibly helpful.
Even animations, right? Animations,
yeah.
When you don't have the actual like physical places to show, can you speak to the power of even animation storytelling?
Yes, we have discussed that quite a bit. One day we will produce a documentary about the rest of the Book of Revelation, and it's going to have to be animated, frankly. Animation can create some compelling visuals when you don't have something practical to shoot. That's kind of our approach. We recently produced a series on the Exodus, and obviously that's something that happened thousands of years ago. We are able to travel to Egypt and to Jordan and see some of those things. But when we start talking about what happened during those events, there wasn't a burning bush that we could shoot video of. We couldn't actually film the Red Sea parting. But creating some animations just, again, I think especially to help elicit the right kind of emotions as we're being told the information, we have found very effective in our storytelling.
I love it. Yeah, because, I mean, it's so dramatic, like some of the things that you're capturing. But now let's just shift it towards the small business owner. Okay, so what are some tips of engagement? Because it's a consumer's world out there in the world of media. Holy cow, you can just like watch about what, 60 videos in a matter of like 5 minutes these days, with short, you know, clips and whatnot. So kind of thinking with that in mind, how can small business owners utilize the power of video? What are some tips of engagement specifically around the creation or editing process?
It's a great question. And I had to kind of have to narrow some of these down because I've got several. I think one is the thing I find myself telling my clients most often is show me, don't just tell me, especially for social media content. Anybody can tell you that their product is great, that their service is great. Anyone can say, we're really authentic with our customers. It's far more compelling if you show me being authentic, you know, if you show yourself being authentic with your customers. So show me, don't just tell me. Another thing is, if you can tell me something in 30 seconds, please don't take 3 minutes to do it. A common question that I get from clients, because I also hire myself out as a freelance video producer, is they'll say, how much would you charge for a 3-minute video? And normally I don't answer that question right away because I have several questions of my own. Why 3 minutes? Why do you need 3 minutes? What is it that you're trying to communicate? And more often than not, I realize what you're trying to communicate can be done in 30 seconds or less. So why take 3 minutes? Keep it concise, keep it impactful. And the client is going to have to ask questions about who is this audience for? Where is it going to go? What's the call to action? Not the multiple calls to action, but what's the thing that I want them to do? If you can do it in 30 seconds, don't take 3 minutes to do it. And then another common question that I think small business owners should be asking when they create any kind of content, whether it's going to be a long form video, maybe it is going to go on a website or a YouTube channel, maybe it's going to be short form and it's going to be a reel on Instagram. But what is the one thing that I want my audience to think or do or feel after watching this piece of content? And we've got to identify that one thing. What is it that I want them to think or do or feel? And what am I going to show and tell them to get them to think or do or feel that? I borrowed this from a previous employer of mine, and I've hung on to it. It's so valuable. We get bogged down oftentimes as small business owners or as nonprofit founders, where we want to tell our viewers all the things and we want them to do all the things. We want them to watch the content and donate and buy the books. And what's this piece of content supposed to get them to think or feel or do? Now, a good piece of content can actually accomplish several of those things at the same time. We make buying decisions based on how we feel. When it all boils down to it, something about that advertisement has made me feel a certain way that feels good about spending my money. And so if my piece of content can get them to feel this so that they'll do this or think this, then that's an effective piece of content. Those are probably my top three.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Those are some seriously like awesome nuggets. I sure hope that if you're listening right now, you were able to jot those down, because that is key for making content that converts somehow, some way. A conversion doesn't necessarily mean a follower. It doesn't necessarily mean a purchase, a client, or a customer. But whatever the goal was for that, so that's why when you do talk to a video producer like Craig, you need to know what your goals are. It's so important. You can't just say, hey, you know, I just know I need to do video. But okay, so videos are a tool. They're a communication tool, very, very powerful communication tool. What is your goal? And knowing that, it's the strategy behind the technology that really makes things, moves that needle, right? So all right, now you talked some great strategies. What are some editing tips as well when it comes to keeping people's attention on top of hopefully stellar content? Like, what are some other tips that you're noticing in the marketplace right now?
Something that I would encourage as people start thinking about in the editing process, something I will commonly say is an hour spent in pre-production saves you 3 hours in post-production. And so start your editing at the very beginning. So the more you plan and the more you're concise and sure on what the objective of the video is, the less time you'll have to waste in the edit. When you are in the edit, find out what the story is and make a piece of content about that. For a documentary filmmaker like us, we sit somebody down and we interview them for an hour. I'm only going to probably take 5, 6, maybe 7 minutes out of that interview, but what's the story that I want? I might come back to it later and make a new video, but again, it's identifying the thing, the story, and being willing to trim and trim and trim, and then show it to somebody else and ask them what's unnecessary here. What can be cut? In this day and age, people are consuming content so quickly, their attention spans. I don't know that they're any shorter than they have been, but we've certainly been training people to consume it quicker. And so being willing to trim what we call in the edit, trim the fat. You know, I may really have liked that line. Maybe I really like the expression on their face, but if it doesn't serve the story that I've identified, it's got to go. Maybe not in the trash, but save it for another video. And that's what's really cool about editing now and social media is I can shoot a big piece of content and maybe I will release the whole thing. But then in social media, I know I can go back and go, hey, I've got 6 videos here. I've got, you know, 6 different reels that I can release later. And so don't throw it away, but save it for something else. And in the editing process, finding ways that you can either reduce or eliminate redundant tasks. And there are different tools now that help you do that. AI is helping to do that in a lot of ways. But it is overwhelming at times when you've shot all your content and then you put it in the editor and you go, oh, like what am I supposed to do with all of this? Finding ways to trim out some of those or reduce some of those redundant tasks can make you feel more excited in that process.
It's actually a much better world of video editing these days than ever before because of AI. I also know that back to your long form content or pre-production, like thinking and that's the strategy part. So if you're a business owner and you would like to film a lot of your different processes, or you'd like to have somebody come in and film you. When you hire a professional, they are already thinking of what that pre-production, that you know, what the end goals are. They will shoot it in a way that they're going to capture long form content that could actually fly pretty well almost all on its own, but also they're going to be able to take that in and create little tiny mini little stories that are going to help the journey, the customer's journey, kind of start grasping your stuff bite size by bite size to the point where they do want to go check you out for the long form video or whatever. So keep all of that in mind. Trust us when we say that when you hire a quality video producer or creator and they know what they're doing, it's not cheap, but the long-term gain that you get out of that is so vast. It's like one shoot could last you 3 years if you try dice it all up. Do you have anything to say about that? Because I know small business owners, they freak out about the cost of video production, quality, I mean, capturing that video.
Yeah, it is an intimidating expense. But really, like you mentioned, any good video producer will not be coming with a single idea for a single video, and that's what they want the client to. A good video producer will say, look, I hear what you're wanting for this, but while I'm there, and I'm already talking to your CEO, I'm already talking to, you know, to some of your clients and getting testimonials, my brain is already creating five or six other pieces of content, and one shoot date can produce content that you're slowly releasing over the weeks and months and keeping them evergreen. And so that's something that we're always careful to do, especially with the clients that I'm shooting maybe during the fall or winter time, trying to shoot it so that you don't necessarily recognize that it's fall or winter time, so that that video can be used in the summertime. And it's still evergreen. It's something that can be refreshed, perhaps updated with some additional assets later. And it's when they start kind of breaking it down that way, they realize how much they're spending on each piece of content is really typically very affordable. And so I'm constantly with clients recommending, okay, I know you've reached out to me for this video, but what are your goals for this year? What are things you'd like to accomplish? If money were no object, because I hate talking to clients about money, but you've got to do it. If money were no object, what are the things that you would love to accomplish this year? And then I listen to those and I go, okay, hey, video can probably help you accomplish most, if not all, of those objectives. Here's what I recommend. Some of those may be long form videos. Some of them, it's just a 30-second short that you're going to post two or three times throughout the year, kind of reusing that or repackaging that. And clients typically see great value in that.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. I know that I try and encourage all nonprofits, all mission-based entities to get somebody out there filming them in action, doing the thing that they're impacting people, and also seeing what they can do to get permission for testimonials from those that they have served, because there's nothing that like speaks louder than other people raving about you and your mission-based company, or your just your business period, the services that you provide, how stellar your staff is and all that. It's wonderful to capture those video testimonials. Now, I'm going to talk and shift real quickly, because just for the sake of time, we need to talk about AI. We need to talk about deepfakes. We need to talk about authenticity. What are your thoughts on that whole gamut, especially in regards to small business owners, and what can they do to help make sure that their content is coming across authentic in the realm of AI?
I appreciate the question, because I do think it comes down to authenticity. I have probably been on both ends of the spectrum about AI as a creative. You know, there have been periods of time where it's like, I'm going to be out of a job in 12 months. You know, we're just going to ask a computer to make a video for us. And then I've been on the other side where I've seen what AI has produced at times and went, no, my job is safe, at least for a while. I'm probably somewhere in the middle now, where I do use elements of AI to do some things that specifically, like I mentioned earlier, help reduce or eliminate redundant tasks for me. And so I use tools like Descript or other things that are within Adobe Premiere Pro that automatically translate all my or transcribe all my interviews. So it creates text of every video interview, and I can edit the video simply by moving words around. Saves so much time. And that is one of those things where You don't quite realize how much it saves until you start doing it. And then you go, wow, I've got 3 hours of my week back just by using that. Within some of the editing suites that I use, Adobe is the creative suite I use quite a bit. Premiere Pro and Photoshop and After Effects, they have software now or AI built into the software that allows you to clean up audio in a way that used to, you had to kind of be trained on the special tools to use to clean up audio. Maybe it wasn't recorded well, or the microphone was too far, or there were background things happening. And there's now AI that kind of uses machine learning to reduce some of those and clean that up and do it so quickly. And I find that really helpful. As far as deep fakes and things like that, really, my recommendation to creators is use it as a tool, but don't use it as a replacement to your skill set. Someone once said that AI is not going to replace humans, but humans with AI will replace humans without AI. So when it comes to especially the creative tasks that we do, yes, I can get a computer to generate an image. Yes, I can get a ChatGPT to generate text. But when spoken, that text always still sounds robotic. And when viewed, those pictures, it doesn't have the human element. It doesn't have the authenticity that I think we should. And I compare it to like a teleprompter. We've had machines that have allowed us to see text and we can say it out loud to the camera, but anyone can recognize when you're speaking from a teleprompter, as opposed to when you're just looking at a camera and talking. It's more authentic. Your clients, your customers, your viewers feel more engaged. And so making sure that you never lose that, whatever tools you're using, whether it's AI, whatever camera you might be using, whatever editing techniques you might be using, make sure that your viewer feels that you are being genuine and authentic and they can trust you. Because again, they make their buying decisions based on how they feel about what they're seeing from you.
Yeah, trust is such a huge one. And now because of AI and the power of deep faking, it's really challenging everybody to double check the content that they're viewing to identify whether or not it is authentic or real. And so when you are watching a video of a business and you're considering doing business with them, the video itself could help you get to know, like, and trust them a little bit better, but that shouldn't be the end goal. The end stop point. You should actually do more research to identify if that was indeed either the owner of the company that was doing that video or whatnot. I've seen techie business owners grab a hold of these AI avatars and use them to kind of like welcome people to their website. It's kind of cool in the sense that it's techie, but it doesn't necessarily create that vibe, that feeling of, oh, I can trust this company because they're using an artificial. I mean, there's a place for chatbots and everything like that, and I like that a lot, like as customer service. But if you really want people to trust you to provide a quality service for them as a business owner, it should be you, if possible, or your coworker or somebody that's on your staff that is good on camera. That's my gut feeling here. What are your thoughts on that? And let's just wrap this up, Craig.
Sure. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would compare it to, how would you feel if, and I know this is not practical for every business, but if you called the number to a business and the phone answered and you were talking to the CEO and they could answer any question you have, you went straight to the CEO, or you had to go through 10 minutes of auto teleprompting number punching before you could even speak to a human being. Yes, that automated service works. Yes, it provides information, but your customer is going to be so frustrated. They just want to talk to a human. And so if your video puts a barrier between the human and the human, too much of that, I think, could be detrimental. I've been kind of slamming on AI maybe a little bit too much. I see great benefits. I'm excited to see what it does. I think there are some things that I've already used it in a way that has helped my workflow. But at the end of the day, whatever you can do to achieve authentic, honest storytelling, I think will always benefit your viewer.
Yeah, I encourage all small business owners to leverage AI because it will help them be more efficient. Hopefully with their strategy behind the use of AI, they'll help them be more effective. more relevant, hopefully more competitive. So we definitely don't want to make you feel that you're slamming all on AI. It's just there's with anything good, especially the world of tech, it can be used for glorious things, and it can also be used for deep evil. So we want to encourage you, the business owners, to use it for good, to enhance that human connection. That's what Tech with Heart's all about. Let's use technology in a way that it brings people together and helps them to feel that, you know, that we're enhancing relationships easier because of the amazing world of technology. So Craig, how can somebody, if they're interested in potentially hiring you as their next video producer, maybe share where you're located, but how can they also get a hold of you? Can you share that with us?
Sure. So you can simply either Google my name, Craig D. Hutt. I'm the only one on the internet, apparently. I think that's a cool thing. Or you can simply visit craigdhutt.com. There's a contact form there and it'll come straight to me. As far as the work that I do, providing video services for clients and non-for-profits, I do quite a bit of work for other people that I think are trying to make positive change in the world. And then you can also learn about some of the work that I do for Appian Media through that same link.
Awesome sauce. Okay, so what is a thought or a phrase that you want to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now regarding this topic of storytelling for all ages on video?
I would say everyone is a storyteller. I would encourage you to make yours a story worth telling. And so choose to focus on something that you're passionate about, something that will resonate with other people, and something that is true.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Craig. Hey, so if you're tuning in right now and you're a small business owner and you want to just be a part of a community that's always positive, but also forward-thinking and innovative, and not so tech savvy, but some people are kind of tech savvy, then you should come check out techwithheartnetwork.com. We are a nonprofit all about helping empower small business owners. So we get to grow alongside one another. Nobody's putting on airs and acting like they're all that. This is a place where we really, truly, authentically can just ask good questions and get answers from experts in our community. And if you are an expert and you have a valid strategy or a system or a technology that you want to share with small business owners that'll help leverage them and be more competitive, then please go to techwithheartnetwork.com and ask to be a speaker on the guest or guest on the Tech with Heart show. We'd love to have you. So keep on staying positive, staying open-minded to this world of AI and technology, and please use more video. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.